In the end times, even more than in the case of past peoples, there will be a great increase in murders and an oppressive system on Earth. Summarizing in general statements, the oppressive system brought with it by Darwinist logic may not be sufficient for some people to grasp the terrible scourge it inflicted on the world. For that reason, it would be much better to describe the scope of this scourge by showing clear evidence of the oppressive system under which people are living. There is but one reason for the current extraordinary increase in murders in many countries of the world: the way that killing has come to be perfectly normal, mass slaughter being committed with complete sang-froid, and people maintaining that the same sang-froid as they look on. The fact that people regard one another as advanced species of animals. A student who guns down his teachers and fellow students in any country in Europe under the idea that the weak need to be eliminated is the product of the same mindset that goes to villages in Africa and wipes out the people there. Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, Mao, and Mussolini, who shed too much blood, were also the products of that mindset. The starting point for all of them was Darwinism, because under perverted Darwinist logic, there was no reason why someone regarded as a supposedly irresponsible species of animal, especially if he or she has been branded as weak and powerless by people with Darwinist mentalities, should remain alive at all. Indeed, according to their revolting logic, killing and eliminating them is a natural process, and even a form of purification that will allow progress to be made. The reason that murder has become so widespread in the end times, that killing is seen as so easy and slaughter is regarded as normal, is that Darwinism has established a false dominion across the world. This is revealed in the hadith handed down from our Prophet, peace be upon him, 1,400 years ago. The hour, last day, will not be established until murders increase. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will not emerge until innocent people are massacred, and he will appear when those on earth and up in the sky can no longer put up with such massacres. Hadith handed down from our Prophet, peace be upon him, also report a spread of immorality in the end times. The following hadith is from Ramuz al-Hadith 91-7. The hour will come when adultery becomes widespread. The following hadith is from Sahih Bukhari. The hour will come when adultery becomes widespread. The following hadith is from Ibn Hibban and Al-Bazar. The last hour will not be established until they, wicked people, commit adultery on the roads, public ways. The following hadith is from Mukhtasar Tazkira al-Qurtubi. The hour will draw nigh when men are content with men, and women are content with women. The following is from Muhammad ibn Abd al-Rasul Barzanji al-Isha, Li Ashrat As-Sa, page 142. Time will come when adultery with women will be committed in the middle of the road. Nobody will object to this. The end times will be a period when vice and perversion are committed openly, and even approved of by certain circles. It is of course Darwinist, materialist ideology that constitutes the infrastructure for this. Because since Darwinist ideology rejects belief in Allah, recognizes no moral values and regards human beings as supposed species of animal, it is natural for this heretical philosophy that has spread across the world to give rise to such dreadful consequences. In the end times, immorality and inhumanity will literally be justified in many countries, under the guise of modernity, courage, and freedom, the main slogans for this propaganda. Having a modern worldview, following the events of the day and being open to novelty, are without doubt excellent characteristics. But it is deceptive to use this as a vehicle for immorality and degeneration. The climate of the end times will overflow with factors that trigger and support this moral collapse. Indeed, so-called places of entertainment, such as bars and nightclubs, have literally become places that make immorality a sector all of its own. Making money out of the prostitution sector has been legalized and supported by a number of states. This can be better understood by considering the position in various Far East countries. Under the effect of indoctrination from various circles, efforts are being made to portray homosexuality as legitimate and ordinary, and it is literally encouraged on TV and in the written press. Various issues that open the way for this perversion, such as homosexual rights, homosexual associations, and homosexual marriage, are discussed quite blatantly, and these perversions are even protected under some countries' laws. The immorality on display on various TV channels and in various magazines in many parts of the world shows that extramarital relations, living off prostitution, homosexuality, gambling, corruption, and waste are widespread, and even more important, such reports and images can even encourage the less aware sections of society to adopt a similar lifestyle. The comprehensive spread of prostitution and the literal encouragement thereof by the written and visual media is important in showing the terrible scale of the moral collapse in the end times. Sometimes very young children are even forced into prostitution by their own families. People are encouraged to engage in extramarital relations, and these are regarded as quite normal by society. Intense indoctrination along those lines is provided on the TV, in films, and soap operas. The children resulting from extramarital relations have come to constitute a major social problem. Large numbers of children are abandoned every year, and some of these children spend their lives out on the streets, in the clutches of drugs and prostitution. This picture in the end times was described in the Hadith by our Prophet, peace be upon him, 1,400 years beforehand. The following is from Muhammad ibn Abdur Rasul Barzanji, Al-Isha'a al-Ashrat as-Saha, page 140. Children of adultery will grow in number. Many people will commit adultery with women in the middle of the street. As we have seen, the way that many societies in various countries regard as perversion and immorality as legitimate is a perfect cover for Darwinism to spread anger, war, and eating what is unlawful on a widespread basis. The end times is witnessing a huge and comprehensive moral degeneration because this perverted mentality has spread all over the world. All the requisite conditions for the existence and survival of an unrestrained society in the end times are provided when that society has a Darwinistic structure. Under the influence of the Darwinist media in many countries, the concepts in question, described as immorality and fiercely condemned until 50 to 60 years ago, are currently regarded as perfectly normal by the majority of people. The fact is, however, that adultery is a terrible crime and sin condemned by Allah, as our Lord reveals in one verse, "And do not go near to fornication. It is an indecent act, an evil way." Surat Al-Isra 32. All forms of evil will be admired in the end times, and sins will be regarded as lawful. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, said that in the end times, the unbelievers in society would entirely turn their backs on the moral values of the Quran, and that unlawful things would be regarded as lawful. The following is from Ibn Hajar al-Haythami al-Kawl al-Mukhtasar fi Alamat al-Mahdi al-Muntazar, page 23. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will emerge following the occurrence of such vile fitna, whereby all of the prohibitions are regarded as lawful. The following is from Imam Sharani, Death, the Judgment Day, the Hereafter, page 454. Unlawful things being regarded as lawful is one of the signs of the Judgment Day. The end times will be an age when all kinds of evil takes place together, and when these are actually desired by certain sections of society. In the Quran, Allah advises people to behave according to good conscience. It will be a time when all evils spread deliberately in society and taught as if they were a law in schools and workplaces, and perverted ideas regarded as completely justified thrive. Moral virtue, love, respect, loyalty, understanding, and humility are replaced by cheating, fraud, ruthlessness, selfishness, and self-interest. In societies in which this ugly state of affairs prevails, care will be taken to keep these evils dominant and powerful. Much use will be made of lies. Hypocrisy dominates everywhere in the societies that undergo this moral collapse. The insecurity inflicted by hypocrisy and self-interest is everywhere. Envy is inevitably at the forefront. It is even encouraged in society as a manifestation of love. While humility is praised in the Quran, people are encouraged to be arrogant and to disparage and oppress one another. One of the worst consequences of this is the spread of aggression, greed, and lack of compassion. Yet, our Almighty Lord tells us the true position of arrogant people. Ad were arrogant in the land without any right, saying, "Who has greater strength than us?" Did they not see that Allah who created them had greater strength than them? But they renounced our signs. Surat Al-Fusilat 15. The moral values of the Quran tell people to love one another and to hold their rights above their own. But the twisted idea of the survival of the strong and advantage brought with it by Darwinist ideology has become settled in society. For them, there is a climate of struggle to the death. According to their mistaken way of thinking, man is a species of animal. He is subject to the same biological laws as animals. To put it another way, man must also live by the law of the jungle. This twisted logic coming to dominance across the world is one of the proofs that society in the end times will be different to and more troubled than those of other times. Darwinist logic has even gone so far as to maintain that rape is exceedingly natural behavior that has come down from man's supposed animal forebears. According to these people, just like rape, homosexuality, an utterly perverted form of behavior, is also the product of natural selection. There is no reason why people who think like that should not also regard incest in the same light. When every perversion is ascribed to supposedly natural causes, it is easy to justify them through false suggestions, to indoctrinate some people by turning them away from the fact that such perversions are unlawful and immoral, and make them think this is a natural and genetic form of behavior that has come down from their supposed forebears, thus makes it very easy to spread such vices. It is as easy to spread this immorality as it is for this false indoctrination to be knowingly disseminated. But all these perversions are unlawful in the Quran. Our Almighty Lord says, "Of all beings, do you lie with males, leaving the wives Allah has created for you? You are a people who have overstepped the limits." Surat Ash-Shura 165 and 166.